Every summer in New Hampshire, hundreds of children take swimming lessons in Al Switzer's backyard. Switzer's classes have been full for decades, and many of his students are second generation. Switzer doesn't advertise, and he lives pretty far away. But parents and former students swear by his unique approach. Shannon Mullen has more.
The tiny town of Center Sandwich is in the backwoods of New Hampshire's Lakes region. Al Switzer has been teaching kids to swim here for more than 40 years in a pool behind his house.
Where are the arms? You forgot. Go on back. We'll do it again.
Switzer appears to be in amazing shape for a senior citizen. He won't reveal his exact age. He's about 6 feet tall with silver hair, a pro athlete's body, and a lifeguard's tan. His voice is strained from years of shouting, but it still carries.
Alternate now. Push off, go to one side, lift that arm out of water.
Danielle Ralston heard about Switzer the way most people do, from other parents. She has two kids in his classes this summer.
He doesn't take anything from the kid. They have to do what they have to do, or they're out. And they learn how to swim. He throws them in the water if he needs to, and they learn.
He doesn't exactly throw them, but kids who won't jump in on their own do get a gentle push. Switzer won't put up with complaining or bad behavior, and especially not tears.
I've heard enough.
When Switzer gets a crier, he usually kicks the parents out of eyesight and keeps the kid in the pool. Al Switzer has a huge following. He teaches about 500 children each summer, some as young as 3 and a half. He has 7 assistant instructors, all former students, including Beth Hamblett. She's been working for Switzer for 24 years.
They leave here and they're accomplished. They can swim a mile and they've got this confidence in the water. And I think they turn around and they look at him and they're like, wow, he got things out of me I didn't think I could do.
A lot of parents who learn to swim here come back with their kids. 12-year-old Mattia Whiting is the third generation in her family to get Switzerized, as kids' t-shirts say.
I finished when I was 9 and then I did another year because I loved it so much. When I have kids, I'm going to send them here, and I'm going to hope that my kids send their kids here.
Switzer says he has no plans to retire anytime soon.
I believe in what I do, and I love what I do, and when kids succeed, I have tears in my eyes.
But not for long. The man has a reputation to maintain. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.
This is NPR News.